And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Everything looked great for the Elk City Elks yesterday at the Fiveplex in fast pitch softball district action against Weatherford. Already up 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth, sophomore catcher Lou Wyatt strolled to the plate.
Full count.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Hard ball. That's gone. That's out.
Wyatt's two-run bomb gave Elk City a 4-0 lead with six outs left to get. Those outs proved very difficult to attain. Harley Chisholm hit a two-run home run in the top of the sixth, pulled Weatherford within a deuce. Then in the top of the seventh, Sydney Henderson tied the score at four apiece with a two-run double. Dacey Morris completed the comeback for the Lady Eagles with a two-run single in the top of the eighth, gave Weatherford a 6-4 come-from-behind win over the Brown and White. Weatherford's Marley Teasley got the W in the circle. She went the distance, giving up four runs, seven hits, struck out 10 with a walk. Chisholm led Weatherford at the plate, going 2-for-3 with two RBI. Aubrey Pogue saddled with the loss for the Elkettes. She pitched eight innings, surrendering six runs, five hits, struck out 15, but walked four. The win all but solidifies Weatherford as the 4A1 district champs. Lady Eagles now 9-0, three games ahead of Elk City, Woodward, and Bethany in the loss column. Battle for second, though, will be an important one. Whoever comes out of that three-way tie will get to host a regional. Other two have to go on the road. Elk City has games with Kingfisher, Bethany, twice against Mount St. Mary. Both Bethany and Woodward still play each other and still have a game left against Weatherford. It's not just the 4A1 district race coming down to the wire. In Class 2A District 1, Merritt's on top. They're finished with district play at 4-2. Texoma is next at 2-1. Mangum's 2-2. Hooker's 1-4. Texoma and Mangum still have two games left against each other. A single Mangum win should be enough to give Merritt the district crown. In 2A District 2, Hinton and Hobart finish with identical 5-1 records. Sayers third. Watonga finishes fourth. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.